on.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
There's a new form of anxiety that's coming out. I just want you to be aware of.
Oh, God. I probably already have it. What is it?
You do. You have it. My kids have it. My wife has it. And I don't... I went through this on Friday, and it drives me crazy. Okay. Gen Z suffers from menu anxiety when dining out.
Yes, I can relate to that. See? I can tell you, don't even tell me what it is. I will tell you. It's when you go to a restaurant and you're worried the restaurant won't have anything on the menu that you can eat because you have either like lactose intolerant, you're a low food map like I am, or you have celiacs or something, and that they won't make you the food that you need to eat.
And you want the best food and you don't want to order something you're not going to like, so you have menu anxiety. But when it comes to my kids, it's because they're talking and playing on their phone and not looking at the menu. That's why. So you sit down, let's say you have my son and his girlfriend, who I took out to dinner, and they both sit down, and the waitress comes up and says, what would you like to drink? And they tell her what they like to drink. And then they're just flapping their jaw. Then she comes back around, and while they're flapping their jaw, I'm looking at the menu. I know what I want.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't even picked up a menu yet. So I don't have all day to sit in this restaurant. When she comes around, she goes, well, what do you want? I say, okay, I will have the baby back ribs and the side of French fries. And then she looks at them and they go, I don't know.
Oh, that's what menu anxiety is. If they come over and ask what you want and you haven't looked, you don't know what you want, you don't know what you want to order. So I have a different kind of menu anxiety. Mine is that I'll go someplace that there'll be no food I can eat because I have a million food allergies, as you know. Well, so theirs is just that the waitress says, are you ready? They're not ready.
They screw around and pay no attention. So I know what my son wants. So I order for him. So she'll come around. He go, he'll take the shrimp. Oh, yeah. I'll take the shrimp. See, that's how that works. Because if not, we would still be at the restaurant right now.
That generation is so not used to talking that they don't answer phone calls. They're not used to talking to people in person. They're online all the time that when they have to actually have a conversation with another human being in person, they have anxiety over it.
Well, then they can't read. Like my wife cannot read. I don't know how she graduated college, how she graduated high school, any of that without being able to physically read a menu. Because it says right on the menu, everything is a la carte.
Okay.
So she goes, I'll take the cheeseburger. Does that come with fries? It says right on the menu, cheeseburger does not come with fries. That is extra. If you read it, so then the guy's got to go, no, but then he's got to explain it. And by this time, my eyes are rolling way back in the back of my head. Right. I can see my brain.
Maybe she doesn't know what a la carte means. That's sort of like a fancy French word. You know, a lot of people might not know a la carte. It should just say it doesn't come with French fries.
Nothing.
French fries are extra.
It probably said doesn't come with French fries. You need to get one side. Then she goes, what sides do you have? It's right there. It's right next to it. Why can't... So I have a different menu anxiety than everybody else.
Yours is the fact that you're around a bunch of people that can't friggin' read a menu and can't order.
Yes. So I don't think we should go out anymore. That's...
What you should do is let them go out to dinner.
Right.
After they've ordered, after they finally figured out and they're eating, that's when you show up. Once there's food on the table.
No, I will text you when you get there and I will tell you what to order to bring home to me. I've done that.
That's
I know exactly what I want. The Hawaiian burger cooked well done with a side of onion rings. I know exactly what they have. You know why? Because I went on their website before you left and I figured out exactly what I want.
Well, that's the other thing. I thought Gen Z does that. I thought they look at the menu online before they even show up at restaurants. My Gen Z friends do. They know what they want when they get there because they've already looked at the menu.
If I had a gun when I went out with my son and his girlfriend the other day, I would have shot myself in the head. Right at the table. Merry Christmas. Shot myself right in the head. It's that bad. Because I know what to order him. I don't know what to order her.
Right.
And she doesn't talk out loud where people can hear. She just, oh my God, where's the gun?
Just, you know what? Just do what they did in, what movie was that?
Order for the whole table. We'll take the family lasagna. And then she, I don't eat with it. I can't hear you, so you're going to eat lasagna.
You're having lasagna tonight. Do what they did at Fast Times at Ridgemont High. She'll have the...
When ordering food, you find out what she wants, then order for the ball for you. It's a classy move. Now, the lady will have the linguine and white clam sauce and a Coke with no ice.
That's where I learned how to do that. I've never done it with you because God only knows what you want to eat. But I will find out beforehand and I will tell the waiter what you want and what I want so I don't have to go through this.
The lady will have the linguine in white clam sauce.
I will have the hamburger with onion rings and a Mountain Dew. Thank you. Now go away.
And a Coke with no ice.